Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Monday, November the 11th, 2019. Today we're going to be reading from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 through 21. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So in this letter, Peter is giving his farewell address, if you will. He knows that he will die soon for preaching and teaching about Jesus, and so he's instructing the churches about how they should live going forward. One of the things that Peter is addressing is that some false teachers are around claiming that this disciples made up the whole story about Jesus. Even in our day, there are those who make this same accusation. In our text, Peter is reminding them that he and the other apostles were eyewitnesses to the things that Jesus said and did. And they even saw Jesus in all his glory on the mountain of transfiguration when God told them that Jesus was his beloved son. In our text, Peter goes on to say that even the words of the prophets aren't something that the prophets made up. Rather, the prophets were inspired by God. Really, all of us are faced with the questions to whether we will believe the words of Scripture. As I said, there are still people who claim that the whole gospel has somehow been made up. That is why we call the life of a Christian the life of faith. At some point, it simply has to be believed. But what is amazing is that generation after generation, God has worked and moved in the lives of people. The words of Scripture still ring true, even with all the dramatic changes in culture and technology over the years. The words of the commands and the words of Christ really do show us the way to live in loving relationship with God and our neighbor. The Bible still speaks powerfully to us right where we are. Oh, sure, there'll always be the temptation to doubt, to become cynical, to refuse to believe. But Christ continues to call out to people with the words he spoke to those disciples over 2,000 years ago. Follow me. Peter knew these words firsthand. He heard them when he was fishing for a living, and he left everything to follow Jesus. He heard them again after he had failed to stand up for Jesus the night Jesus was crucified. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to him and forgave him and asked Peter to feed his sheep, even though it would cost Peter his life. Then Jesus said to Peter again, "Follow me." Peter is reminding the church to stick to the message of the gospel, even facing his own death. It's as though Peter is telling the church that following Jesus has been worth it all. Jesus is speaking those same words to us today. Follow me. This letter from Peter to the church tells us to follow Jesus in his ways instead of listening to the cynics. The only question will be, will we believe with that little bit of faith, the faith the size of a mustard seed, if you will? Will we believe and follow Jesus today? I think Peter would tell us the journey is worth it. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.